State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Imagine for a moment you're a high school student. You've spent the last several months doing everything you can to raise money for the biggest trip of your life. You're going to France. But also, you've never been on a long-distance flight. That's where we'll pick up the story of two young women from Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I was really scared. I was tearing.
I think I show more emotion. Yeah, so I was crying.
This is Claire Kayberry and Natasha Mahoney, both students at Loy Norris High School in Kalamazoo, both longtime members of the Mers Tate Explorers. More on that in a minute. First, though, the plane ride. The first long-distance flight for either Kayberry or Mahoney. They're in the plane, headed across the Atlantic. They don't even get to sit together. Kayberry is holding her emotions in. Mahoney is letting it all out.
I looked back and was like, she's showing the emotion for me, so.
But the thing about a transatlantic flight, there's plenty of time to settle down. And at the end of it, they were in France for a month-long stay. They show me some of their pictures.
Random French lady on the phone.
They spent time on the southern coast of France, in Nice and near Nice. They did a lot of walking.
It was really hot all the time. It was like almost 90.
Even at night.
Yeah, even at night it was still hot, and it didn't cool down ever.
They were in a language program studying next to other students from all over Europe. The classes were run through an organization called AFS. They slept in dorms, they learned French, they went swimming in salt water for the first time, and they ate ice cream. Well, gelato, really. A lot of gelato.
Everybody, every day. Like, you'd spend probably all of your euros there eating ice cream.
It wasn't just ice cream, though. It was learning, too. And when they came back home after a month, they found themselves changed.
We were the different ones. Like, it was a very eye-opening into showing me that there's so much else in the world. Like, and we are the foreigners.
This whole trip for these two young women came about because of a group they joined in Kalamazoo called the Mers Tate Explorers. Kayberry and Mahoney were two of the first members. Sonia Hollins founded the group about 8 years ago.
You look at yourself differently when you're somewhere else in the world. You see how other people look at you, and then it makes you say, who am I? And what do I need to do in my future and my career to be the kind of person that this world needs? And that's what Mers Tate was about.
Mers Tate, the woman who's really behind all of this. Born in 1905, she got her first degree from Western Michigan Teachers College, then became the first African American to graduate from Oxford, then went on to earn a PhD from Harvard. And Mers Tate started a travel writing club to help young women see the world.
This was during 1920s and 30s. So for a woman to have that kind of vision that time, it made me say, why can't we do that in the 21st century, where there's so many more opportunities? Things are, the world is so much smaller now than in the 1920s. Why can't we get these girls these same opportunities to travel?
So for the past 8 years, this group has been taking trips, mostly around Southwest Michigan, with a few trips out of state. This summer, Kayberry and Mahoney were the first in the group to go overseas. Holland says she hopes many more girls will go, starting with four more girls next summer. And for Kayberry and Mahoney, they'll be writing about their France trip, writing as part of the deal with this club. Their story will be out in a Mers Tate Explorers magazine, released next Friday on the 11th. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.